I'm Oliver, I'm a co-founder of Eoda, and we are a data scientist consulting company from Germany. We are located in Kassel, which is pretty much in the center of Germany. We were founded in 2010. We are an interdisciplinary team of 40 employers, and we are owner-managed and cash flow-founded, so we don't have any investors that we have to make happy. And we are focused on data science mainly, so we don't have anything else that we do, just data science. Our portfolio looks like that. So we have four kind of major pillars: consulting and projects. The green thing that you see on the slides, we are doing kind of mainly three things. First thing is data science use case workshops. So if our customers don't have not too much of an idea what to do, so then we help them using techniques for innovation and design thinking methods in order to find out the best use cases in terms of business value, in terms of data quality, data availability, and also on analytic sexiness, so to say. Then we have on the orange part, training and events. We do trainings. We do them kind of standard and also customized for our customers. We do them within our company and also on site. We have a conference that's called Erkenntnistage. That's a German-speaking business-focused conference where we have use cases on and also kind of very tight, short trainings. And we also offer workshops that is kind of the bridge between projects and training and teaching. We have some services. It's over there, the blue area. Migrator, that helps you to, if you want to go from SAS or SPSS to R, that will help you there. And we have R support, where we support kind of R that's particularly interesting if in your company there are kind of one or two experts and a couple of newbies. And as expert, you don't want to ask all the questions of newbies. So that's what we offer there. And we have a framework called Operator, where we help kind of to build up an environment that you need if you want to use R in a production environment with all the things you need, hardware, software, and Git flow, continuous integration, and all those things that are necessary there. Finally, in the gray area, we have a product line, data science environment and data science core. That is actually two flavors. Data science core is about scheduling and managing data science languages. And the interesting thing on this is that you are able actually to not only use R, but you can also use Python and Julia. So for example, if you have a workflow where you want to do your data management part with Python, the analytics with Julia, and the reporting with R, that's possible with that. So and that will come out early 2018. And we have the data science portal or data science environment, and that is about the workflow between business units and data scientists. Well, that can get sometimes a little bit complicated, and we want to help on this with some software pieces. Okay, so here you see some of our references. So we are not focused on any industry line. You find companies from all over the branches, so to say. And probably you have seen this before. This is our, I don't know the English term for that, Wimmelbild in German. We displayed some use cases, and you find them on third floor in our booth, and also in your conference back. There we have the same picture as well. So you find some use cases, and you find some Easter eggs also, and you might check it out. I won't talk about that here because time on stage is short, and I want to focus on something else in the last minutes that I have, and that is the success factors of data science. And this is actually what we tell our clients when we first meet them. So what is data science about? So, okay, first of all, the introduction. Usually, data science is not a something that is kind of comes from the IT management department where somebody has the idea we have to bring R into our company, but it's an intershipper or a newbie that comes to the company and is able to solve an issue in 3 days that the whole department wasn't able to solve in 3 months. And then the business department gets curious, and from there it goes up. And that's a regular phase or introduction phase that we see. This changes a bit as kind of professional players come into play, our studio, Microsoft, Oracle, but still the regular case that we see. if you want to build up a data science team, that's what we advise our customers, it should be an interdisciplinary team. Don't hire only statisticians and mathematicians. It really makes sense to have an interdisciplinary team because it's a kind of huge opportunity to kind of share methods from one discipline to another. Lifelong training is something that you hear everywhere, but for data science, that's absolutely crucial. So as an employer, you really have to give your data scientists the time to learn new packages, to learn new frameworks and stuff like that. I mean, you all know about that, but that's really important to know and to think of. We heard this in the talk before. Most data scientists are statisticians by training, but they have to become, at least to some point, a software engineer. So it really makes sense that your data science team gets trained up from not only from statistician, but also to a software engineer. The tool set of data science, well, obviously, we tell our customers it should be open source. We don't have any problems with closed source software. We use them on our own in our company. But when it comes to the very core of data science, you really should use open source tools. Whoops, that was a bit quick. Okay, the analytical methods, we use kind of tool set of methods. There's not this one algorithm. And there are kind of providers around that say, we have this one algorithm that can solve any problem. I think deep learning would be a candidate for that. But we don't believe in that kind of thing. We kind of prefer the tool set and where we kind of decide for the specific tool for the given problem. It really makes sense to deal with different industries. So if you are to build up a data science team in your company, I really recommend to bring not only people from your industry, but also people from other industries as well. So they have nothing to do with what you do, because you can also learn a lot from sharing from other industries. The expectations, that's a really, from my point of view, an important thing. When we are in a sales pitch, I'm usually focusing on the opportunities of data science, of course, but sometimes we really have to kind of slow down the expectations of the managers because, well, okay, we are smart guys and we can do good things, but we don't have magic, so sometimes they have just a feeling to say, okay, here's my data and please give me an answer to a question that I've never asked, but that will probably not work out. So dealing with these expectations, somewhere between opportunity and unrealistic expectations, is a crucial thing. The project progression, it's data science as a journey. It's actually an adventure journey. So you might end up somewhere completely different than you originally expected. And you need some acceptance in the management for that. The project approach, well, that's kind of clear, I think. You start small, but you think big. It's really better to start with a small project and from there to go the further steps than to kind of build a big thing from the beginning on. Picking the departments, the business units up is really crucial because some of them, they really fear data science because they think that there's kind of an algorithm is coming and it will take their jobs. And that's not a completely unrealistic scenario. So, but what we want to do is we want to help the business people to take their decisions. We don't want to take the decisions for them. So it's really important to get the business people involved so we can team up as data scientists with business people. If you're a newbie in a company working in data science, I would recommend not to talk too much in statistical terms and not to fear the managers too much. It's really important to explain what you're doing and to let the business people get an idea of how the things work. It's not too much about the details, what the implementation of the algorithm is actually doing. Yeah, and that was what I had to say. These are the advices that we give to our customers. Maybe you can take it away, and maybe you can use them if you talk to your managers as well. Might be helpful. And that's it. We are pretty happy to be one of the sponsors of this conference. Thanks for the organization, and that was really good. And yeah, thanks for your attention.